Most of them, I have to say, take a little bit of the lone hero view, which is not what tends to be the experience of war anymore. The majority of people who serve in war have families. The majority of them have children or have spouses. And that was a wonderful thing about this film, is it showed the whole experience. It was the experience of war, and it was also the experience of how he came home safe. Did you ever see We Were Soldiers Once and Young? Vietnam War film.
The Mel Gibson movie.
To me, this is the best movie since then for showing what the real experience of real military families is with wartime. And I think it'll stand out like that one did.
I mean, are you seeing an increase in those number of movies over the years?
I am starting to see an increase because as the time goes on and as people settle in the experience, I think they're able to see it for what it is and not what the romance of it is.
Right.
Sometimes the romance is an ugly romance, right?
Right.
It's the ugly story. But this is really just the real story. Chris Kyle is an extraordinary figure, but he's not a two-dimensional hero, right? He's not Captain America. And I think that's what our experience of serving in the military is. It brings out the best in you, but it also brings out some of the biggest challenges, too. And we saw that in this movie.
Right. I'm looking forward to when you see Fort Bliss. A good friend of mine actually directed it, Claudia Myers. So
okay.
I'm really interested to hear your take once you see it.
I do need to see it because I've heard great things about it.
Yeah.
My daughter's done a lot of writing on the military child experience, and this film really struck her in a way no other one has.
This was one of the only films that actually showcased how military parents will shield how broken they might be from a war to their kids, and that's really not something I'd ever seen in military films. It made me question whether my father had had to do that with me.
It's true.
Yeah, right?
Any other movies stand out over the years? I mean, about coming home. I mean, that was the name of one of them. And then there was The Deer Hunter. And
The Blue Sky with Jessica Lange. Did you ever see that movie? That's an amazing movie.
It was like 94.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, it was before these wars. But it's how humans grapple with this crazy thing. It's a crazy thing that you go from a place of safety to war. It's a volunteer army. You don't have to do it. Don't have to do it, but we do it, right? So that crazy aspect of it, not because you were young and you didn't know better, not because of any other thing, but because somehow this was what life called you to do. I think some of those movies really particularly grabbed me. There haven't been a lot of Iraq and Afghanistan war movies, have there?
Well, it takes usually a little bit, you know. Well, you know why? Because they're just now ending, you know.
Exactly. It takes
a little while
to process it all.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Totally. I mean, we'll be decades still trying to process it. Every war, you know. They're still making movies about Vietnam and stuff. So.
That's right.
Talk about just from an audience standpoint. Do you think audiences can, you know, they see what you said, the romanticized, you know, the battle scenes, but a lot of them never lived that. So is it important, too, to get the family side for the audiences? Oh, now that's real to me.
Now it's real to me. When, I'm allowed to give spoilers, you know, when she's coming out of her appointment and she's talking on the phone to her husband and suddenly the phone falls out of her hands and all she can hear is the machine gun on the other side and she has no idea what's going on. That's such an amazing depiction of what really happens. You're in a relationship with someone and you're living on different planets and you're trying to understand each other's planet and keep the relationship going. Because is Chris Kyle healthy again if he doesn't have that family? I don't know if he ever does. It's because he has that family that he's able to come home,
right,
that they're able to pull him home. So you need to somehow keep that reality going even while you're on those two different planets. And I thought that movie really showed this. It showed him trying to stay connected, and it showed how could she understand that? There she was in San Diego. I was there, too. My husband was deployed when we were in San Diego. Most beautiful place in the world, right? And they're in the ugliest place in the world.
Yeah.
And there you
night
are.
And day.
Night and day. Right.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.